Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Sunday was Easter. I hope everybody had a really good one. I know we did here at the Night Nerd household. And so as such, we've been looking at rabbits all week. And it's been a lot of fun. You don't realize like how many cool rabbits there are out there, surprisingly, in movies and video games and stuff. And even today. Today we're going to look at the top five rabbits in comic books. And yes, there are more than five. So it's pretty neat. I guess let's go ahead and just jump on in. Number five is Hoppy the Marvel Bunny. This was a rabbit version of Shazam, Captain Marvel. And he showed up back in 1942 and has just popped up kind of randomly over the years. Even recently in like Tiny Titans and things like that. He's a lot like Captain Marvel, Shazam. We're just going to call him Shazam. They call him Shazam now. And, you know, he says Shazam, and he turns into this big, powerful bunny. Little different. You know, he has the wisdom of Salamander, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Antlers, the power of Zebrus, the courage of Abalone, and the speed of Mercury. Like monkey, but Mercury. And it's just good old-fashioned fun. You know, this is back when everybody had an animal counterpart, and there was just, you know, Superman had a whole menagerie of animals that had superpowers from Krypton. And so why not give Captain Marvel a talking rabbit? He even has his villain is Black Bunny, who is a parody of Black Adam. And he's, I don't know, I think it's kind of neat. The fact that he's still shows up. I mean, he was even shown during Final Crisis at one point. And that, you know, just really neat that the character has stood around that long and, you know, survived the test of time. Because normally stuff like that from that day and age, you know, that was a different time. And a lot of the gimmicks then don't work now. And I mean, I don't think he could like hold his own title or anything by any means, but you know, definitely for what he was is a lot of fun. And you know, still kind of, he hasn't shown up in Rebirth yet, so we'll have to wait and see. Maybe they'll have Hoppy the Marvel Bunny show up in something, I don't know. Number four, you can't talk like crazy comics and stuff without talking Sam and Max. Max is the rabbit and Sam is the dog. They're freelance police, private detectives. Kind of depending how you want to describe them. But they've been around since the late 80s. And they're just a lot of fun. They have a whole franchise. You know, there's a television series. There's video games, web comics, all sorts of stuff. I mean, LucasArts made the video games, so that tells you something. There, what's neat about them is, and they kind of have the funny, you know, dog and rabbit appearance and kind of cartoony, but they're very much not. I mean, there's blood and violence and everything like that, especially from Max. He's a little crazy, and they just do what they want, and so that always makes for great comics. You know, it's one thing to see somebody that's human out there, you know, doing their thing and breaking the law, but seeing a rabbit and stuff just makes it pretty funny. I don't know. I've always enjoyed them and thought they were really good. And that's why he's number four. You should check out Sam and Max. Check out the video games. Like, really, if you want a good intro to them, check out the video games and then go back and kind of pick up some of the older comics and some of the newer comics and everything, and you'll really get a good feel of what's going on there. Moving on, number three is Captain Carrot. This guy showed up for a animal superhero. You know, we looked at Hoppy earlier. This Captain Carrot didn't show up until 1982, and in Teen Titans, of all places. He's a guy who comes from Earth-C. Don't have a number, has a letter. And they're all animals. I think Morrison made it, or 26, sorry, not 62, 26. And he's a guy who just basically Superman, but a rabbit. And he had, you know, his own team, the Just a Lot of Animals, which is the Justice League, you know, the JLA. And it's really interesting. I mean, and when Grant Morrison brought him back, you know, we talked about Hoppy showing back up, but when Grant Morrison brought back Captain Carrot, it was crazy. Like, he was this dark hero and really played a decent role in the whole multiversity story and Final Crisis and everything like that. Recently, we saw him pop up in Superman. Or was it Action Comics? One of those. When they were pulling all the Supermans from all the different worlds, and that was pretty neat. But he, you know, he's done a lot of cool things, and I think they kind of, after Howard the Duck's success in the late 70s that Marvel had, DC wanted to kind of do their own animal parody thing, but I think it ended up being a little more lighthearted than they had intended originally. You know, it's when Roy Thomas created it, and so kind of became a parody of the parody, and that works. You know, he's a really cool character. He's got the whole Zoo Crew with him, which the Zoo Crew is awesome. That you have, you know, Captain Carrot, and you have Ali Kadabra, Pig Iron, Rubber Duck, Yankee Poodle, Fastback, Little Cheese, and American Eagle. And they're all, you know, you can kind of guess who they're ripoffs of and everything. But really great characters, great books. Like we always say, make sure you go check them out. All right, that was number three. Number two, it's going to be Miyamoto Usagi. This is one of the greatest characters, not just rabbits, but one of the greatest characters in comics. He's always in the top 100, top 50. And he's been around almost nonstop, really, since 83. And showing up anywhere from Ninja Turtles to his own stuff. I mean, just everything. He's a rabbit. And he's a kind of like a samurai Ronin type thing. His adventures, you know, are just so, so great. They are great character stories. You learn a lot. It's, what's neat about it is it's super approachable as well. It's not just goofy kids comics, but it's also not like just grown up stuff. And so you can really get a good feel for the character. I mean, you can pick up almost any issue and see what's going on and just enjoy it. I'd really like to see how Derek over at Blah Blah would stack him up against Cerebus, because, you know, they're have a whole lot in common. Yeah, it's just really, really interesting. Before we get to our number one, we do have a couple of honorable mentions, and that's going to be White Rabbit. That's right, there's two White Rabbits. There's one in DC who's a Batman villain, and basically she's just like a supermodel with rabbit ears that wears lingerie around and has a bunny tail. So, yeah. And then the other one is a villain in Marvel that fights Spider-Man. And she's a rich girl who just kind of gets bored and loves Alice in Wonderland and, yeah, becomes a bad guy. So, interesting characters. Two White Rabbits out there. Our number one rabbit in comic books. This is my favorite. You know, why Miyamoto is arguably a better character. This is my list, so it's my favorite rabbit in comics. I really wanted to mention him on the video games, but, you know, he started in comics, and that is Bucky O'Hare. He's a green space rabbit created by Larry Hama, who did G.I. Joe, Wolverine, all sorts of things. And he's just so cool. And I remember having like all the action figures, and he was one that was kind of spoofing the Ninja Turtles stuff. but being serious at the same time. And, you know, he had such a cool cast. Yeah, like Deadeye Duck was basically Daffy Duck with one eye and four arms and an attitude. He was always smoking and stuff. And he had Blinky, who was like his giant one-eyed robot guy. And they fought the Toad Empire. It was just a lot of fun. And they've reprinted the comics a couple of times. They're definitely worth checking down. They're a whole lot of fun. And the video games, if you can get a hold of one, it is great. I don't know where mine is anymore, and they're like $200 on eBay, so we'll have to wait and see if we ever get one of those. But like you said, he had the toys, the video games, the animated series, everything like that. And it was just great. Absolutely great. Bucky O'Hare, I've seen a lot of people compare it to like Firefly in the way the kind of like misfits fighting, you know, the big bad and everything. And I haven't seen a whole lot of Firefly, so I can't speak to that. But Bucky O'Hare is awesome. Go out, check it out. It's wonderful. And that's why he is the number one rabbit in comic books. Let us know, what are some of your favorite rabbits in comics? Which is a sentence 2 years ago I never thought I would say. But you can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud or over on Facebook. Make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe, not just here on SoundCloud, but Google Play, iTunes, you know, whatever you say. You leave us a good review, we'll read it on the air, maybe give you some prizes. We'll see. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We're not just in those places. Find us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We love to hear from you. We interact. We respond to everything. And not just me here, but all the shows on the network. Blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words, Titling the Kate's Meaning, Assembling the Avengers. Everybody, we love all of you. That's why we're here. You can email me directly. You can email thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Again, I respond to all of those as well. Make sure to take time out of my day to do that because you're awesome. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's pretend.